With your permission. I'd like to go with your permission through a few chapters in the Megillah and to see the secret of the Megillah. The first chapter of the Megillah talks about the party of Ahasuerus. Description of the party, how big it was, how nice it was, how long it took, and the end of the party is a tragedy. Of course, you have to know, we have to remember, the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Esther and Mordechai how to write it. And really, it's not important. The destination, the goal of the Megillah is, if we may say, that Esther is the queen. So, the whole chapter 1 that describes the party is unnecessary. If you want to say that Ahasuerus had a wife, you can say Ahasuerus had a wife in two sentences. And one time he made a party and he wanted Vashti to come, if it's necessary to know. And then Vashti did not want to show up, and then Ahasuerus killed her. So a few sentences you finish. You don't have to go through the party, how many days, how nice it was, who came over there, how long it lasted, what did they serve over there. It's not important. It's not a story. This is Megillah. It's a holy book. But again, it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. It's not necessary. Chapter 2 talks about Ahasuerus is looking for a wife. The description, again, how was the schedule in the palace, testing the girls, preparing the girls, it's not very really important. So, part of this is that Mordechai is being introduced in chapter 2. Megillah tells us about Mordechai, he raised Esther, and Esther is going to become a queen. Again, it's maybe a little bit important, but again, you don't have to go through the whole thing. Chapter 3, let's see, Ahasuerus elevated Haman. And out of nowhere, Lama. Out of nowhere, Haman wants to kill all of Israel. Out of nowhere. It's very, very strange, of course. In Megillah, we don't see any real reason for that. Of course, the Gemara will tell you, Am Israel bowed down to a statue, Nebuchadnezzar Machshumo made. Am Israel participated in the party. But again, in the text over here, you don't know why. Sounds like that Mordechai does not bow down to Haman, and then Haman wants to kill all of Israel. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let this happen if somebody is angry at one person to destroy all of Israel. But again, on the text, sounds that it's not sufficient reason why the whole thing has occurred. Why Haman wants to kill all of Israel. Sounds like, you know, for nothing. Very strange. Then the Megillah says that Haman, when he sent the execution notices, the Megillah said that Haman sat down with Ahasuerus to have a drink. That's also very strange. What the Megillah to tell you this? Who cares what he did? Of course, maybe he chose the cruelness, how cruel they are. They don't want to execute all the Jewish people and they sit down and have a drink. Nevertheless, again, it's not important. Again, the Megillah is not a storybook. You don't have to know, the Megillah emphasized that Haman and the king, they sat down to drink after the execution notices go. And the Megillah will tell you that Am Israel fasted for 3 days and Esther is going to come to Ahasuerus to ask him for forgiveness. That he should waive the Gezerah, the execution notice. And in a speech to Ahasuerus, while she's asking for pardon, she tells Ahasuerus, if the execution would have been changed just to be slaves, I would not have bothered your honor. I will ask for mercy. The reason why I'm here is because there's a guy that wants to destroy me and my nation. Of course, at the end, she pointed at Haman. But she added, if it would be just, we would be sold to be slaves, I would have been quiet. This is what he said. The Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what went on in that second party that Esther made, that she asked for forgiveness and pardon from Ahasuerus, and at the same time she tells him, I would not, we say, not mind if all of Israel would have been sold to slaves. Really? Who asked you to say this? And why did you say that? And would you agree if it is Gezerah that you know that all the Jews are going to be sold to be slaves? And she said, okay. What means okay? How can you mean it okay? Who gave you permission to say such a thing? Then the Megillah would go and would tell us the halachot of Purim. So, Chachamim again came and told us that everything that is said in the Megillah, it says Shulchan Aruch here, it's not Chachamim made it. The Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh by the Esther Mordechai, and they wrote what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to write. So actually, some Chachamim say the mitzvot of Purim is not like, for example, Chanukah. Chanukah came Chachamim in time of the Maccabim, and they decided we can have a new holiday called Chanukah. Purim is a little bit different. Purim, the chag, the holiday, is straight from the Megillah, and the Megillah is part of the Tanakh. It's a holy book that was written not as a history book by Mordechai Nester, as a prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Mordechai Nester to write it. So it means what we have to do on Purim is not like custom. It says, you know, that Chachamim said, do this, do that. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to do it. So there are four things Hashem expects us to do on Purim. So the first thing is to read the Megillah. The second thing is to give Matanot Laevyonim. The third thing is Shloach Manot. And the fourth thing is Seudat Purim. So if we start from the last one, Seudat Purim, this is a very strange halacha. How strange it is, comes to Gemara, and the Gemara says that one of the Chachamim used to fast the whole year round, every day turn it. It says, besides 3 days during the year, he ate. It says, one of them is the day before Yom Kippur. It's Erev Yom Kippur that the Gemara says, Chachamim said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to eat before the Ta'anit. B'tisha b'chodesh b'erev, tanut nafshotechem. Says the Gemara, well, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected to eat, so he did not fast on that day. The second day, says the Gemara, he did not fast on Chag HaShavuot, because Chag HaShavuot, the Gemara says, it says lachem. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be happy because you got the Torah on Chag HaShavuot. Please do not do a ta'anit. He didn't eat. The other Moadim, the other Chagim, Shabbatot, you can do ta'anit. The purpose of having a meal on Chag, on Shabbat, is because the person has pleasure from food. But if a person is in a diet and the person does not like the food or is not hungry at all, there is no mitzvah to sit down on Shabbat and eat. The mitzvah on Shabbat to eat is to enjoy the food. If you don't enjoy the food, there is no mitzvah to eat it. So that Chacham did Tanit every day, Shabbat, Moadim, besides Chag HaShavuot, and the third day was Purim. Since it says Megillah said to do Seudat Purim, so he did not fast, he did not do Tanit, he ate. And says, the question is, what's so important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to eat on Chag Purim? What's important about it? Says the Rambam, well, you have to eat meat, you have to drink wine with Seudat Purim, it's important, you have to wash your hands, if you say Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, it says, what's the significance? For what I have to make a party? For what I have to make a party? If I don't have to make a party on Pesach, besides the piece of matzah that I have to eat, but the rest of Pesach, I don't have to. And the same thing, the first night of Sukkot, eating the Sukkah, then you eat a little bit of bread, this is your obligation. The rest, you don't have to eat. You don't have to wash your hands, you don't have to eat nothing. You don't have to. If you want to, you can do it. Shabbat is the same thing. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to wash my hands and have a piece of meat and have a little wine, Seudat Purim. It says, what is the Seudah has to do with the miracle of Purim? There's nothing about this. Of course, you can say, now the Zecher has to remember the party that Ahasuerus made, the party that Esther made with Haman. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you need me to sit down? I should wash my hands and I should eat it. It says to remember the party of Ahasuerus. More than remember the part of Ahasuerus. Nothing good came out of it. The next one from the bottom is called Mishloach Manot. The halacha is what you have to send a friend. Of course, I wouldn't say my enemy. Says, of course, Mishloach Manot says Ish the Megillah says Ish l'Re'u. It says send to your friend. What do you have to send? As it says Mishloach Manot, this means you have to send two things, two items. It's not a chocolate and Coca Cola. It's mainly something that is able to eat. Chachamim say the best if he can eat it in the Sudat Purim. Of course, since today people are a little bit, how should I say it, strange, if I would say the right word. I don't like this one, I don't know who made this one. Really. So, best thing, you know, send a piece of cake, you know, basket, whatever. It's not necessary. Comes the Rambam and says it's not necessary. Mishloach Manot should contain two items. Two items, you send this to somebody, you did the mitzvah. For one person you need, only one. Why only one? One. Again, it's not Mordechai, it's not Esther, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Mishloach Manot. This is one of the mitzvot of Purim. You need to designate a person I'm going to send him. And the Megillah says, Ish l'Re'eu, it's to your friend. I says, I don't know what on the surface is, of course, to my friend. The Megillah doesn't send to my friend. Well, I should have said, send Yishloach Manot, of course I know to my friend. So, fine. The next one before is Matanot Levyonim. Matanot Levyonim. There's a very special halacha about it. Usually we recognize the mitzvah to give a poor person a tzedakah. You remember tzedakah? Well, Purim is different. What's different about Purim? I says, during the year, if Meshulach knocks on your door, you have to open the door. You have to open the door. You can't ignore him unless you're busy, unless your people bother you. But usually you open the door and say, Meshulach, shalom. Shalom. Yes, what can I do for you? Come inside. He says, I have a kollel. He says, you have a kollel? Oh, where you have a kollel? In Yerushalayim. Where is it? He says, come over here. You can bring it to your house, put him in a polygraph machine. I said, listen, if I have to know if it's true, and you have a piece of paper in your hand, means nothing. Means nothing. You have to write to investigate a Meshulach. You have a right to investigate him. And the Gemara says, one of the Chachamim, his name was Rosh Lakish, he was on the way to the mikveh, and next to the door, before he entered the mikveh, a poor man was sitting over there, asked him, tzedakah, and Rosh Lakish said, okay, I'm going to take a dip in the mikveh, I come outside. Says the Gemara, he came outside, the poor man is dead. The poor man is dead, ambulance is here, they found in his pocket gold coins, silver coins, a book, CDs in Switzerland, all kinds of things. Says the Gemara, Rosh Lakish said, you want to know something? Because of those liars, we have an excuse not to give immediately to a poor person. You have the right to investigate. The halacha is, somebody came over to you, he told you he has a kollel, he has a yeshiva, he has an organization, and you gave him money, and the whole thing was fake. He doesn't have. In Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just marked, you lost the money. And he says, you fell in a trap. As Yirmiyahu Navi said, he says, the people who used to give him such a hard time before the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, and then he used to give tzedakah. He says, the good tzedakah, tzedakah tatzil b'mavet. He says, the tzedakah should waive the gezerah from them, what they did so many bad things to Yirmiyahu, it's even embarrassing to say what they did to him. It's even embarrassing to say. So Yirmiyahu Navi said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ach shilem b'vnei adam shinam morganim, send them the wrong Meshulach. If you're a faker, come to your house, and you give him a check, $10,000, and the man is a faker, you did not do no mitzvah. You felt like you lost it in the stock market, the same thing. Even though the guy looked, and he has a big beard, a big sombrero, and he said he's a mekubal, and he has a kollel chatzot, the learning from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, they're in the mikveh, from 3 to 2, from 2 to 3, they're doing exercise on the roof of Beit HaMikdash. It means nothing. Whatever, you fell in the trap. He says it's not considered tzedakah. A person can give in his life millions of dollars to the wrong people. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on his chart, he says, you gave nothing. So you have a right, that's the halacha. You have a right, as Mishulach comes to you, you have a right to investigate him. shows a piece of paper, says, listen, you can leave me an envelope. Or if you have a paragraph machine, you can bring him into your house, put the paragraph on him, says, start asking questions. What time it is? How old are you? You have a caller? Then all of a sudden the machine beeps, and the alarm system goes on, and the mishulach gets up, he says, thank you very much, I'm sorry, and he runs out of the house. The only day you're not allowed to do it is Purim. Very strange. Purim, not only that, you know this mishulach, he came to your house the day before Purim, you put it on the polygraph machine, and the polygraph machine said, the man is a liar, he comes to you on Purim, you have to give him. That's the halacha. Kol ha-poshet yad notnim lo. That's a special halacha on Purim. You may not ask the guy, you have a kollel? Where is the kollel? How many people learn in the yeshiva? He says, who is the chmasat kala? Who is getting married? Who is sick chas v'shalom? He says, don't ask him nothing. You have no right to ask on Purim. Yeah, if you want to give more, or you're very tempted to be a partner in the mitzvah, you may ask him. But to investigate him, to put him on a polygraph machine, on Purim you're not allowed to. He says, well, it says matanot levyonim. He says, what is matanot levyonim? What happened if he's not? If he's a faker? You did a mitzvah. I mean, during the year, a faker came to your house, he knocked on the door, you gave him money, you lost the money. The man is not needy, he has few apartments in Beit Vagan, he has a car, he changes the cars every year, he's going to tell you he's a mekubal. Means nothing. You lost the money. Purim came to your house, you gave him the money, you did a mitzvah. You don't have to give him 10,000, give him $5. $5, the man is a faker. Yeah, I know he's a faker. He's all over the news. You see him on Facebook. Means nothing. He comes to your house, he knocks on the door, you have to give it to him. Very strange halacha. The second strange thing about it is, when you collect tzedakah for a purpose, for example, somebody's getting married, you collect money for the kala, you're ready to send it to the kala, Baruch Hashem, you get a telephone text message, the kala won the lotto, $172 million, you don't need the money. What are you supposed to do with the money? Do it whatever you want. You can give it to Shara Tzedek, you can give it to Adasa, you can give it to Yeshiva, you can give it to Mishul, it doesn't matter. Any time that you collect money, excuse me, to give out, you have the money designated to give out, and the person does not need it, you can change it to any other reason. If you are what's called gabay tzedakah, if you collect money, it's not new money, it says you collect money, you go to people, knock on the door, and says, listen, I'm not collecting for myself, I'm here, there's somebody in the town, he needs help. His business is not good, you see? You collect money for him. You collect money for him. And then you heard Baruch Hashem, you got a big order, he straightened out. Now you have money. Money in tzedakah. What you do with this money? You give it any place you want for tzedakah. Doesn't matter. Besides, says the Gemara, Mikbat Purim le Purim. Means like this. You collect money from the Anidis in Eretz Israel, the Anidis, that they have no money even to do so that Purim. And I don't exaggerate. And you collect money for them. And Baruch Hashem, on Purim, they got the money, Baruch Hashem. They collect it, some people send them, so you have extra money. What are you supposed to do with this? Nothing. Can you give it to Hachnasat Kala? No. Can you give it to Yeshiva? No. Can you give it to Mishulach? No. What do you have to do with this money? You have to look for a poor person after Purim and says, are you poor? Are you poor? What are you doing? You say, you collector. Are you collector for yourself? Good. Here's the money. What's this money? Purim money. You may not change the reason that you collected this money to any other subject besides Purim. That's halacha. Very strange. Well, I collected money on Purim to give it to a poor person, if it's my money, let's say, or I was a collector, and I collected money to give to poor people, it's called matanot levyonim. No one showed up. No one showed up in town. So I have the money. I have the money, I want to give it to another purpose. Can't give it to no one. You see, you have to go after Purim to look for a poor person. You have to give it to the poor person. He says, are you poor? He says, yeah, Baruch Hashem. Oh, thank you for being poor. Here's the money for you. It's a very strange way. Nobody needs it. Purim is over. Let me give it to Hachnasat Kala. You cannot do it. Finish. If it's Purim, it's just for Purim. Very strange. The third thing about it, that we recognize giving money to the poor people as tzedakah. Here in the Megillah, it's called matanot. It's a present. We recognize a person in Hebrew, a poor person is called ani. Of course, there are a few words in him, but usually we say tzedakah l'anim. Here, the Megillah calls it evyonim. Matanot la'evyonim. It's not a big difference, but for the answer soon, you see it makes a difference. Not only that, halacha is matanot la'evyonim, you need two poor people, not one. Mishloach manot, you need only one person, you send mishloach manot. Matanot la'evyonim, to the poor people, you need two of them. It says you need two evyonim, to each one you have to give one. You have to give each one, let's say $5 to this guy. If you found only one poor person, you didn't do the mitzvah. Mishloach manot is to one person. Matanot la'evyonim in tzedakah on Purim. To poor people, you need two poor people, not one. This is why. Mishloach manot, I need one person. Matanot la'evyonim, I need two. Why? Why I need two? Why it's called matanot, it's present. Why it's called evyonim? Why? Why the money is so important that I cannot change it to any other subject? You know how important it is? Come to Gemara and tells us, Masechet Avodah Zarah, I believe page 18. One of the 10 giants that were killed by Yimach Shemam, the Romans, after the destruction of Second Beit HaMikdash, was ready to die. He knew that the Romans are going to take him. They had a list, and he was on the list, and somebody came to visit him. And he asked him, what do you think, am I having Olam Haba? The guy asked him, talking about the giant, I mean, the same category as Rabbi Akiva. So the guy asked him, tell me something about yourself. Can you tell me something? We're talking about giant, you know. He said, I'll tell you what happened once. Once upon a time, I had money in my pocket. That money was supposed to be given for certain tzedakah. And I also had in my hand money that was designated to give poor people on Purim. But accidentally, I mixed the money together. So I don't know how much money was for Purim and how much money that I had in my pocket for other purposes. So the guy asked him, so what did you do? He said, you know what I did? I tell you what I did. I took the whole money. And I gave it to Purim, and then I brought fresh money from my house, and I gave it to the other purpose. Because I was afraid that since I don't know how much money was designated for Purim, I didn't want to take part of that money and give it to another purpose. I said, that's how important the money that we designate to give a poor person, that you cannot divert it to any other purpose besides Purim. He told the guy this. I said, no, okay, now you can die, you have Olam Haba. I said, you see how important it is to give money to the poor person on Purim and not to change the purpose. That Chacham is a giant, and from whole life, he wants to tell a story about himself, that he's proud of himself. He did a mitzvah, he didn't say, I kept Shabbat, I put tefillin, I learned Torah, I'm a giant, it's nothing. And he says, once money from Purim was mixed with different money in my pocket, it was for charity, for tzedakah, I made sure, since I don't know how much for that, and how much for that, the whole thing I gave double. One time to Purim, to poor people, and one time for the rest of the ideas that I had to give for other purposes. You see how important it is to give matanot la'evyonim. It says, what is really behind this mitzvah? And again, we have to know what this has to do with Purim altogether. So we know it was a miracle. It says, Haman wanted to kill us, Mordechai saved us, Am Yisrael did Teshuvah, execution was cancelled. Hamza HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I tell you how to celebrate Purim every year. First, you have to do a meal, a feast, a Seudat Purim, very important, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then do Mishloach Manot. What Mishloach Manot has to do with the execution notices? And then give Matanot La'evyonim. What has to do with execution notices? For what? For what I have to do it? The last mitzvah is to read the Megillah. It says, you read the Megillah. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to read the Megillah. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to read Megillah? For what? For what I have to do? Of course, it's a custom. It's nice, you know, on the day of Purim, we should know what's going on. We should know, you know, what is Purim was all about. So I know it for last year, 2 years ago. It's a custom. Maybe it's like reading the Torah. Maybe it's a custom to read the Megillah. Very strange. In the Tanakh, we have few strange, if I may say, stories. Very strange. As well in the Gemara. The Gemara first tells us a story. The two Chachamim sat down on Purim to have a feast, and one stood up and slaughtered the other one. Very strange. Talking about giants. In the Tanakh, we all do know the story of Iftach, that Iftach was one of the judges that went to a war against Bnei Amon, and he made a promise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he'll come back, whoever comes out of his house, he's going to sacrifice him to be Korban Ula. And of course, in his house, he didn't have a dog. It was the biggest rabbi. You know, you don't expect Rav Avadia or Abraham Kanievsky to have a dog in the house. There's no such thing to have a dog in the house. You have to have a dog for security. If you're allowed, otherwise, you're not allowed to have it in your house. Abraham Kanievsky doesn't even say the word dog in his mouth. Doesn't say the word kelev. Only when you learn from the Gemara. And so you're not supposed to have a dog in your house unless you need it for security, that you're afraid, who knows, somebody might come to the house. It's not a good idea to have it. So for sure, Iftach, the judge, the head of Amisra, did not have a dog. So he says, listen, if I win the war, I come home, the one that comes out from my house, I'll sacrifice him. He says, who do you think is going to come out of your house, Mr. Iftach? You don't keep the sheep in the house. The sheep is outside. You don't keep a cow in the house. You don't keep a goat in the house. You don't keep a chicken and pigeon in the house. What you keep in your house is there are people over there. So what do you mean somebody's going to come out of your house? You're going to slaughter him. What do you mean you're going to slaughter him? And the Tanakh ends, the first Bet HaMikdash ends, that Yimach Shemo V'Zichron Nebuchadnezzar. He took Tzidkiyahu, the last king that we had, in first Bet HaMikdash, and he slaughtered his children in front of him. I'm sure we all do remember what happened last Shabbat. Yimach Shemo, the Arabs, what they did. Very strange situation. When you think about it, we know there are animals. The Torah says that Ishmael is a per Adam. The Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu regrets he created the Arabs. So the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu regrets four things he did in his so-called regime, if you may say. The Gemara says Hashem regrets he created the Arabs. Hashem regrets he created the Iraqis. Hashem regrets he created the Satan. Hashem regrets he created the exile for Am Yisrael. The exile. But Hashem says, the Gemara, if you take a look, Gemara Sukkah, page 52, side 2, if you have a Gemara at home, the Gemara says, Hashem regrets he created the Arabs. He regrets. Now you have to understand, it's not the first time they slaughter people like this. It's not the first time. Happened before 1929, other time, in Morocco, in other places. Then they have this experience of Per Adam, like Kadosh Baruch Hu described Ishmael. As Chafetz Chaim, in time of Chafetz Chaim, somebody came to Chafetz Chaim and said he wants to move to Israel. So Chafetz Chaim asked him, what's the question? He said, well, too many problems. The English are there and the Arabs are wild. So Chafetz Chaim took a chumash and showed him, see, it says in Parashat Lech Lecha, it says, an angel told Hagar, you're going to have a son, Ishmael, it's going to be Per Adam. A wild person, Yadoba Kol Yad Kolbo, is going to destroy everything. Everybody's going to try to kill him. He's going to try to kill other people. So it's an heritage. But still, when you think about it, you see, there's no such thing, something comes up, unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu signed it. No such thing. There is a crazy guy comes, and Chas V'Shalom is slaughtered. Little baby, the father, the mother, is slaughtered. But you have to know the truth. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want it to happen, so in the army, so when the Arab stands in front of you and he tries to shoot you, the bullet doesn't come out. It says Hashem had to sign this death penalty. There's no such thing usually. Usually, I don't say. Sometimes is a little bit different, but most of the times, of course, it was an accident. Of course, it's an accident in the car. He fell off the roof. It says somebody pushed him. It doesn't matter. Usually, Hashem signs it. Usually, Hashem signs it. And that's a very strange. Happened Chodesh Adar. So Chodesh Adar, as I said before, in Sudat Purim, in time of Gemara, one rabbi slaughtered. Again, I said slaughter. He slaughtered his friend. Didn't say he killed. He did not knife him. He says Nebuchadnezzar Machshimo. He slaughtered Tzidkiyahu's children. Iftach eventually, according to Chachamim, slaughtered his daughter. Slaughtered. Some Chachamim said he didn't. Some Chachamim said he did. He said to Hashem, "I'm going to sacrifice. Whoever comes out of my house leola." He says ola. Ola means the sacrifice of life. We read last week in the Torah. Ola is the sacrifice to bring everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, ola. What else? The other sacrifices. Shlamim means you eat it. Chatat means you eat. Asham means you eat. Bechor you eat. Maaseh you eat, Pesach you eat, Todah you eat. Of course, you don't say Ola. But Yiftach emphasized. Yiftach said, "Whoever comes from my house, I'm going to slaughter him for Korban Ola LaKadosh Baruch Hu." And according to some Chachamim, he did this. He did this. And the Midrash says he did. It says that he died. And died and was buried in Alei Gilad. Says the Gemara, while he was walking on the mountains in the Golan, all of a sudden a finger falls off his body, another finger, his nose falls, a toe falls, the foot falls, and it says it's a punishment because you killed your daughter. And it says, very strange, talking about a Rabbi Yiftach, very strange. How far it goes? Again in the Tanakh. Was a king, his name was Mesha Melech Moab. He asked his advisors, he would like to know why the Jews are so successful and they win the wars and the rules and they do everything. His advisors told them, listen, somebody's name was Abraham Avinu, that Hashem told him to slaughter his son when he had it at the age of 100, and he was ready to slaughter. And since then, Hashem loves his descendants. That's the success of the Jews. So the king of Moab asked his advisors, did he slaughter them? They said, no, he didn't slaughter. Hashem said, don't slaughter. He said, no, let me tell you something, I'm going to slaughter. Says the Navi, he took his older son, he went on top of a wall, and he said to Hashem, here's my son, slaughter him. Slaughter him, says the Zohar, says the Gemara, in Shamayim was a confusion. He said, look, greater than Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu was told to slaughter. And then Hashem stopped him. This guy, he said, I'm going to slaughter my son to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since when the Zohar said that the Am Yisrael started to lose some wars because of that king, Mesha, the king of Moab. Very strange story. So the Gemara comes and tells us the following. You should know, we pray three times a day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the purpose of the prayer, of course, if somebody is going to think about it, he says, you know, I stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need those things, I need Rifa Shlema, I need Parnasa, I need this, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this, the 18, whatever it takes, along it takes, you read the text, hopefully you had what's in the text, and you did your obligation, you did your duty. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, last week Parasha, you know, some people, when the Chas Shalom did something not acceptable, they have to bring two sacrifices to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is called Chatat. It comes from the word Chet, sin. And then they have to bring also another Korban, it's called Ola. Ola. Comes the Gemara and says, what is this? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. Chatat, the first one is usually a goat or a sheep. A female sheep, it says, this is for the sin. It says, the kapara. And then you bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu Korban Ola. It says, Korban Ola. A sacrifice called Ola. It means Ola means all the way up to Hashem. This is called Doron. This is called a present to Hashem. That actually, a person has to know that besides what he needs from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, you consider Kadosh Baruch Hu as our father. It says, of course, you know, your father has a birthday, he has an anniversary, he has this, you buy him a present. You buy him a tie, you buy him an aftershave, you buy him a machine, you buy him something. It says, my father, mother, I buy him a present. Of course, you ask for me, father, when you're young, give me this, but the brain opens up and comes to your head, it says, well, I would like to give my father a present. I'd like to give. And it says the Gemara, you should know, Korban Olah is a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person has to know in his mind that besides that he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got to come to a stage that you want to give Hashem something. No, he doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything. I said, what shall I give to him? I gave him once a check, he never cashed it. I said, why do you give a Kadosh Baruch Hu? But you have to have inside you, says the Gemara, that this is called Korban Olah. A person comes and he gives to a Kadosh Baruch Hu a sacrifice. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, that's halacha in the Rambam, that when you bring a sacrifice to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have in mind, I hope a Kadosh Baruch Hu has pleasure from it. Why gives the pleasure? It's a secret. But the idea that you give, says the Gemara, a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the goal. It's not just ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this, Shmoneh, so Shmoneh, give me this. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really what I like, is to give you a present. I said, what a present you can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? She says the Zohar like this. If you remember, I told you once the Zohar. It says the Torah tells you Avraham Avinu had to pass a test. What is the test? The Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you know, go take your son and bring him to me as Ola. Kadosh Baruch Hu emphasized, Avraham Avinu, please take your son and give it to me Ola. Of course, Ola. What else? What is Shlamim? What means going to eat him? Nevertheless, it must be a reason. Says the Gemara, well, the reason over here, there's a reason. What's the reason? Says the Gemara, the devil, the Satan, came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, you know what? Avraham Avinu made a party, and he invited Shem, and he invited Og Melech HaBashan. He said, it was a big party. He says, he had a son, he was 100 years old. Sarah was 90. He says, the Satan said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, he gave you nothing. From the whole party, that cost a few hundred thousand dollars, made a wedding in Hilton. I said, what did you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Nothing. No wonder 3 months later they got divorced. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Satan, you know what? Now I'm going to tell Avraham Avinu, go bring my son as a present to me because he gave me no present. What do you mean, he gave you no present? What do you expect Avraham to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, there was one Chacham, his name was Flemo. Flemo. One of the biggest chachamim we had. And one day stood up, he said, Mr. Devil, you cannot do anything to me. Gira b'eni satan, he said. He says, Baruch Hashem, I'm pure, I'm tzaddik, I'm holy. You can't put a trap in front of me. Says the Gemara, the Satan heard it. He told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, can I go visit him? Hashem said, no, let's try. Says the Gemara, the Satan got dressed as a mishulach. Knock on the door. He told Mr. Flemo, are you Rabbi Flemo? He said, yeah, I'm Rabbi Flemo. He says, you have awesome soup, chicken soup? So Flemo said, no, money shavits. He said, okay, money shavits. Come inside. He says, a few minutes, I'll cook it for you. He cooks for him the soup. So the mishulach sits down and eats. And he vomits the food that he eats back into the plate. He eats and he vomits. He eats and vomits. Flemo comes from the kitchen, he hears it. He says, Mishulach, which school did you go? What manners you have? What's wrong with you? You vomit and you eat, and my table with the soup. So that Mishulach fell on the floor. He said, because Flemo screamed at him, he said, I'm having a heart attack. They fell on the floor. This Rabbi Flemo started to scream, oh, yeah, I killed the Mishulach. Why did he scream? All of a sudden, he looks at him, so he sees the Mishulach. This was not the Mishulach, it was the devil. God dresses the Mishulach. He winkled to him with his eye. He says, You see? He fell in the trap. So, from all the subjects that this Flemo said that he can overcome, It said they could not overcome the Meshulach. Overcome the Meshulach. It says they didn't try him with all other kinds of traps that a person can fall inside. No. Fell inside with the Meshulach. 450 years ago, Maran Rabbi Yosef, the one who wrote Shulchan Aruch, was the chief rabbi of Tzfat. Chief rabbi of Tzfat. One day, a Meshulach came to Alshich, Moshe Alshich. Was one of the Mekubalei in Tzfat, and knocked on the door and said, can I have lunch by you? Alshich said, yeah, what would you like? Sign inside down. No. He says, I would like to have steak. Steak. So Alshich said, okay, I don't have anything in the refrigerator. I'll slaughter for you a sheep. Slaughter for him a sheep. He comes inside the Alshich and tells them that the Rosh Hashiva, the Meshulach, I said, I'm sorry, the sheep is not kosher. I slaughtered it. I checked the lungs. It's not kosher. Can I give you tuna fish? The Meshulach said, sir, I came here for a piece of steak. Don't give me no tuna fish business. You have any more sheep? So the Alshich said, I got another one. I said, can you slaughter it for me? I'm very hungry. I want to have a steak. Slaughter the second one. So the second one comes inside. Tells the Meshulach, I'm sorry. The second one also taref. The Meshulach said, you got more? I said, I got another one. I said, can you slaughter it for me? Another one. 18 sheep he slaughtered for that Meshulach. All of them not kosher. After number 18, he goes inside the Alshich and Meshulach, listen, now you have to settle for tuna fish. He said, no, I don't. I am an angel. I don't eat. This was a test to test you. Please go to the chief rabbi of Tzfat, Ran Rosh Shulchan Aruch, Maran Abed Yosef, tell him that you are the chief rabbi. From this Shabbat, you can speak in the big shul in Tzfat, not the one who wrote Shulchan Aruch, not Rabbi Yosef Karo, the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, the one that angel spoke from his throat, the one who wrote us the Shulchan Aruch, used to give lectures every Shabbat. Go tell him, from this next Shabbat, you are the speaker of the house, you are the chief of Tzfat. He says, you passed the test. My name is Eliyahu Navi, Shalom. He says, again, it's very strange. That is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests us. With tzedakah. Very strange. Very strange. What's behind it? Comes the Zohar and says the following, if you remember, Avraham Avinu made a tremendous party for the Brit Milah of Yitzchak Avinu. The Satan came by, stood up at the door as a Meshulach. Sarah brushed next to him and she made fun of him. Avram told him, you know, why don't you come tomorrow? I'm busy. Because they ignored the Meshulach in the party, therefore we got Akedat Yitzchak. It says, Shlomo HaMelech, Malve Hashem Chonen Dal. You should know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. When he created us, says the Gemara, Man li yayv chai yayv mezone. Hashem created you. Hashem made sure you can have enough food. Maybe not enough food. You think for yourself, but not to die from hunger. Since the Meshulach come to your house, and he asks you, can I have some money from you? I says, I need money. I says, actually, you should know, okay? Excuse me, that Meshulach has from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a line of credit. Hashem created him. And actually, when you give the Meshulach the money, he says, Shlomo HaMelech, what you do is like you give a loan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You give a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he really owes to the Meshulach the food. But the Meshulach came to you, so you gave it to him. Shlomo HaMelech said, Malve Hashem Chonendal. When you give the Meshulach money, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes something like a borrower from you. It means you gave something on the behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the poor person. This is called Doron, that's called Matana. As is Avraham Avinu, what he ignored the Meshulach, what it means, he made a tremendous party. My son became eight days old. Brit Milah, he says, what did you give Hashem? Hashem sent you a Meshulach. And if you would have given the Meshulach, it means you gave Hashem. But you ignored the Meshulach. Came the Satan, the devil, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Avraham Avinu never gave you anything. He never gave you. What did he give you? He says, I was standing by, he didn't want to give me. Hashem said, oh no, now he's going to give me his son, Le'olah. Olam means the present. I say one of the Chachamim, I believe it's a Zohar someplace. It says Sar Gadol Yesh Bashamayim, Amon Mino Shmo. Is a prosecutor in Shamayim that constantly prosecutes against us. He says, your great grandfather gave nothing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no present. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested him to give Yitzchak as a present. But he never gave it. Well, he's floated like a little sheep, 1 year old, and 1 year and 30 days old. It's called Ayin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's net. He didn't give it. So constantly, all your life, you have this problem with this prosecutor. His name is Amon Mino. He has another problem with us. It says, we did not behave nicely to Yosef and we sold Yosef. It says, what is the problem with Yosef? We undressed Yosef. Yosef got nothing. And we sold Yosef for money. Comes Navi Amos and says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaShlosha Pishei Yisrei V'al Arba Lo Ashivenu. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, one thing I cannot tolerate, I cannot forgive. Al Michram Bakesef Tzadik, they sold Yosef for money. The Evyon, they called Yosef Evyon, Ba'avun Alayim. They sold Yosef for money and they bought shoes for the money. So that angel, that prosecutor, has two problems. Problem number one, the lack of tzedakah that Avraham Avinu gave in his party, in the fist. And the second one, he got a problem, that we sold Yosef, that was called Avion, for money. Also says the Torah, Vayeshvu lechol lachem, when the brothers sold Yosef, they made a feast, and they ate, and they drank. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. It's not only you sold Yosef, now you're having a feast. And to emphasize, sit down. I said, you should know the whole idea of Purim is to shut that prosecutor. And here are the mitzvot, and now we understand the concept of the Megillat Esther. So let me tell you something. The first mitzvah, if we start from the back, is Mishloach Manot Ish L'Re'u. He says, you have to have a friend. He says, it's not your best friend. The best friend, of course, you give. Means somebody that you don't like so much, but should be your friend, you send him a shloch manot. Why you got to send him? I send two items. You want two items? Because this is, says the Rambam, leharbot re'ut, to make sure that you multiply love between Jewish people. He says, what is the problem? He says, there's a prosecutor upstairs is upset at us that our great-grandparents did not behave nicely to Yosef. He said, what did they do? It says, first of all, the last thing what they did is they sat down and they had a feast. And in the feast, they ate and they drank. And it says, well, let me tell you something. Says the Rambam, you know, the purpose of Mishloach Manot that was created was to send to a person food for his feast. It says, that's what the Gemara says. They sat down Chachamim and they used to give to each other the plate. And the drink, what they had is Mishloach Manot. He says, what is this for? He says, the Rambam is this, when you do it, you become friendly. So whether you have to become friendly with who? To become friendly, this will generate friendship to overcome the prosecutor that constantly is having in his hand a goat as a flag. And he says, I remember what you did to Yosef. Constantly goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, that's what he did to Yosef. They ate and they drank. And they sold Yosef. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, to do it, do Mishloach Manot. This is the opposite of what the brothers did to Yosef. This is our obligation, to sit Mishloach Manot. It's not a basket, it's two items. It's two things, not three, not one. This is because the brothers, at the feast, when they sat down and ate, they had two items. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know now, when you read the Megillah, say you understand. So the Megillah starts with a feast. As the Chashverosh is making a big party. But the party can end up with a tragedy. Like the party Avraham Avinu made. Avraham Avinu made a party, it ended with a tragedy. Ignore the Meshulach. For that thing, in the Megillah, execution for Vashti. Avraham's party, Avraham doesn't know it yet, soon it's going to be a tragedy, and Yitzchak has to be slaughtered. It says that idea of slaughtering that runs through the Tanakh constantly. And that's what happened last Shabbat. Slaughtering the baby, says the Gemara. When they slaughter innocent baby, this is a kapara for all of Israel. Says the Gemara, when a tzaddik dies, is a kapara for all of Israel. When a baby innocent dies, is a kapara for all of Israel. It says slaughtering, you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, go slaughter your son. Because Avraham Avinu did not give a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says our problem that we stand up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole year around and ask him, give me, give me, give me. We don't think, what can we give you? I says, Rodef tzedakah v'chesed Shlomo HaMelech, you have to chase to give tzedakah. In tzedakah chayim v'shalom, says Shlomo HaMelech, you'll find good life and peace because you run to give tzedakah. I says, what do you think? Because you give tzedakah, Hashem loves you so much. No. Because when you give tzedakah, it means you understand that you want to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. It's called don, a present to Hashem. Hashem does not need a present. What are you going to buy HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are you going to give him? I says, I'm going to give a poor person something. That thing that I give to a poor person is like I gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to give to him. So I did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so-called a borrower, the borrower for me. Says the Gemara, Tzedek lefanav yalech. It says, before you pray, Ari says, you give tzedakah. Give tzedakah before you pray. I said, why have to give tzedakah before you pray? He says, because before you pray, you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu already a present. Then you ask him. But not constantly, Shmonesre, Lachash, give me, give me, give me, give me. I said, what did you give me? What did you give me? He said, I gave you before tefillah. I gave you. No. Lo Meshulachim is allowed to come to the Elizabeth Knesset. Let them come tomorrow afternoon. He said, you don't understand. That Meshulach is a fake hair. Is a fake hair. Is the same Meshulach that came to Flemo. Is the same Meshulach that came to Al-Sheikh, Rabbi Moshe Al-Sheikh. That's a Meshulach comes because Hashem is testing you. If you want to give Hashem a present, it's not the Meshulach, it's Hashem. Hashem is using the Meshulach as a tool to see what happened. And that's really in the Tanakh, you find these things slaughtering, slaughtering, slaughtering. It says, you see how important it is. Iftach said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I win the war, I want to give you something. What am I going to give you? Now I'm going to give you? I tell you what I'm going to give you. My great-grandfather was Avraham. And you ask him to give you a present. What did you ask him? To slaughter Yitzchak. Hashem, listen. If you want, I'm ready. Whatever comes out of my house, I'm going to give it to you as a present. It doesn't matter a daughter. It doesn't matter who is going to come. Of course, Iftach did not think he has a sheep in the house, or he has a cow, or he has a goat in the house. They're in the backyard, if he had one. But that's what he meant. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm ready to give. And that's what Chachamim said he did. Of course, he should not have done it. But he wanted to prove. He says that Mesha Melech Moab, that's what he did. The king of Moab took his son, slaughtered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Gemara says. And Mesibat Purim, the two Chachamim sat down, Rava and Rav Zera, they drank a little bit of wine. One come Rava, says the Gemara, Rava got up, he says, Baruch Ata Hashem, he slaughtered Rav Zera. He didn't kill him, he didn't knife him. He slaughtered him. He says, in the highest mind that you have on Purim, he says, what would you like to do? He says, I would like to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. He says, look in the Tanakh. Who gave Hashem something? He says, Avraham was asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem did not ask anybody else ever to give him something. He says, the only one Hashem asked is Avraham. Of course, that's because Avraham did not give the Meshulach. But actually, you hear in the Tanakh, Hashem wanted Avraham to sacrifice his son. Says the Gemara, that's what happened on Purim. That's called, really, what we call Matanot La'Evyonim on Purim. That's the mitzvah that we do. It says Matanot La'Evyonim of two. Two. If they have two poor people, why two? It says the first one is because of Avraham Avinu ignored the poor person. The second poor person is because Yosef is being described in the Tanakh as Evyon. The Evyon Bavuna Alayim. The brother sold Yosef, and the brother took the money, and the boy chose for it. It says, what did you do? It says, you a poor person, look what you did to a poor person. You undressed a poor person, and you sold him. It says, this is why we have matanot. It's called matana. It's not tzedakah. This is like a present. Here's a present to who? It says, malve Hashem cholin dal shel Shlomo HaMelech. When you give a present to a meshulach, not as tzedakah, as a present, actually you give a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, at that moment, you fix that prosecutor that has a complaint against us twice. We did something wrong with the Meshulach. once in the party of Abraham. Second, they sold Yosef, that's being called a poor person, it's called Evyon. This is what the Megillah calls Matanot La'Evyonim, not Tzedaka La'Aniim, not Tzedaka La'Ani. You have to have two poor people. One is the Mishulach in Abraham's party, and one is Kenegid Yosef HaTzadik. But Mishulach, you need only one. This is, says the Rambam, La'Arbot Re'im, and says this is because the brothers did not behave nicely to Yosef, and therefore they sat down and ate a meal. This is the mitzvah of Sudat Purim that we have on Purim. So sit down on the Sudat Purim. So why are you having a feast? And I have a feast because Avraham Avinu made a feast. He gave nothing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I gave today. I gave Matanot Le'Adonim. I gave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says, why are you sitting and eating? I says, well, my great-grandfather, they sold Yosef. And they sat down and they had a feast. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, V'amelech v'haman yashvu lishtot v'ayir shushan avocha. Says the Gemara, well, the Megillah tells you, the execution notice says went, and Achashverosh and Haman are sitting and eating. It says, drinking. Says the Gemara, who cares what they do? Nothing. Says the Gemara, no, you don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem echartem et achichem mitoch ma'achal u'mishte? You sold your brothers, your brother means Yosef, while you were eating and drinking. Chayechem, Hashem said, I swear to you, you're going to be sold for death, penalty, execution, while Achashverosh and Haman are eating. And that's what the Megillah tells us. The whole time it says a party, 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 eating, sitting, eating. It says this is just to remind us how, what obligation we have against this prosecutor, that we should have it constantly in mind. It says, Sar Kadosh Bashamayim, this prosecutor stands up in Shamayim, constantly tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great-grandfather did not behave, the brothers did not behave, we have to overcome it. Purim is the day you can overcome it. And that's what Mordechai got from Ruach HaKodesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem told him, you have four mitzvot on Purim. It says, the last one is Mishloach Manot. It says, this is, you have to have in mind, I do it to correct the sin of the brothers to Yosef, that this prosecutor is having in his hand all the time a goat, and waves the goat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, don't forget the goat, don't forget the goat. He says, the brother took Yosef, undressed him, and then they slaughtered a goat, and then after the slaughter the goat, they dipped the garment in blood and brought it to Yaakov, and they sold Yosef. And it says, to overcome that, you have to have Mishloach Manot, you have to have one person, two items, because the brothers sat down and ate, and had two items in the meal. This is our obligation. The second thing is called Matanot Le'Evyonim. You need two poor people. You have to be mind. One is against the poor person that got dressed, the Satan got dressed in the party that Avraham Avinu made for Yitzchak, and the second one, the brothers sold the poor person, and they took the money and bought shoes. It's the Matanot Le'Evyonim. Then you have Sudat Purim. It says this is to remember the feast that Avraham Avinu made, a tremendous feast when he had Yitzchak. He gave nothing. We gave already to the Mishulach. And the brothers made a feast. And they sold Yosef, Baruch Hashem. We also sit down and eat, but we gave Mishulach to correct it. But then Megillah, we read, says the Gemara, the Megillah is the Halel. We praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Say in Halel, Ma Ashiv Lashem. He says, what can I give a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Nothing. Nedara El Hashem Ashalev. I keep my promise to Hashem. That's what I can give it to you. He says, what Nedara? What's the Tzedakah that I gave to the Mishulach? He says, the purpose of the Megillah is to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we are really appreciate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Megillah will paint. That's why Esther comes to Achashverosh. And Esther comes to Achashverosh. Listen, Achashverosh, listen. I don't like the idea that the Haman wants to kill us. But let me tell you, if instead of the execution notices, Haman would have decided to sell us, I would have been quiet. He says, why are you saying that? Because if we would be sold like slaves, a slave owns nothing, the Gemara says. Slave owns nothing. He says, you own nothing, and it means that you have nothing. You have nothing, this is the biggest kapara ani, says the Gemara, chashuv kemet. It says, you consider like a dead person, that means I don't have anything. It says, I don't have the ability to give anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I don't have anything. It says, when you're poor, you're not obligated to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. But you have something, you have to give a poor person because actually that's it what we mean. What it means, you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Esther said to Achashverosh. It would be sold to slaves, for slaves. I accept the Gezerah, I accept the punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means we gave him nothing. Avraham gave nothing to the Mishulach. The brothers took away from Yosef. So, undressed Yosef. They sold Yosef to be a slave. I'm a slave. I'm nothing. But since Haman wants to kill me, Haman wants to kill my nation. Please, Achashverosh, I'm asking you to waive the Gezerah. Let's the Megillah ends. It came Mordechai and Esther, waived the Gezerah, and gave us those mitzvot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill it. And then the prosecutor will shut up and no more slaughtering Moshe will come. Amen. Amen. I don't know. People say 10,000.